We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Don't be out here acting like a donkey.
Hee-haw, bitch. Hee-haw.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
I'm a big boy. I can take it. If he feel I deserve it, ain't no big deal.
I know Charlamagne the guy gonna have some funny shit say out his mouth.
If you gotta say something you may not agree with, doesn't mean I'm mean.
Who's getting that donkey?
That donkey. That donkey.
Donkey of the day right there.
the Breakfast Club, bitches.
You can call me the Donkey of the Day, but like...
Oh, I mean, my God, man. Donkey of the Day for Monday, October 16th goes to a man that I highly respect. I mean, it actually pains me to have to do this Donkey of the Day because I truly respect this brother. Loved him since he played at the University of Michigan. If you was born in the 1970s like I was, and you remember when he ran back a 93-yard punt return for a touchdown against Ohio State, and then he struck the now legendary Heisman pose. Yes, I'm talking about the great Desmond Howard. Drop on the Clues Bombs for Desmond Howard. I really love that brother, man. Mm-hmm. I love his wife, Rebecca. We worked together on the Finding Tamika project. That is the project about Rebecca's niece, Tamika Houston, who went missing in the early 2000s in Spartanburg, South Carolina. I'm telling you all this to let you know how much I respect Desmond Howard, okay? I love and respect Desmond Howard more than anyone on College Game Day clearly does. Okay, because you know Desmond works for ESPN, College Game Day. I'm sure you see him every Saturday. And this weekend, they were in Seattle for the Oregon versus Washington game, which featured two of the best quarterbacks in the country, Bo Nix and Michael Penix Jr. Now, Michael Penix Jr. plays for the Washington Huskies. And since the Huskies were the home team, Michael Penix Jr. got a special song written for him in his honor, performed by Desmond Howard. Can we hear this song, please?
Every time he takes the field, he's going to bring that big Penix energy. He's going to bring that big Penix energy. He's going to bring that big Penix energy. Yeah. That's right, Harry. Right. Let's go, baby.
I've been pronouncing his name wrong.
No, I think you got it right.
Des,
best love game. That, baby.
Nah, that ain't it, y'all. Okay, now I watch College Game Day. I don't know when they started making Desmond Howard break out in the song. Okay, but for this occasion, College Game Day decided to have Desmond Howard do a custom song made, okay, just for Michael Penix Jr. Can I hear just the chant one more time, please? Please.
Big Penix Energy!
I don't know who wrote that for Desmond Howard. But Desmond needs to go on strike against those writers. Okay, Desmond, I will organize a strike for you. You got to walk out just to prove a point. Who's on the College Game Day team, bro? Somebody has to have the wherewithal to simply say no. That's not a good idea. You have to know how that is going to come across when you start chanting Big Penix Energy on national TV. I don't follow the Washington Huskies, so I had no idea who Michael Penix Jr. was. So I'm sitting there wondering, why is Desmond Howard on TV chanting about someone's Big Penix Energy? All right. First of all, kids are watching. Second of all, there's two things that may have happened here. You either have older people in the writer's room who are trying to sound cool and relate to the youngins that go to the college who are out there surrounding the College Game Day broadcast booth. Or you either have younger people in the writer's room telling Desmond, this is how you relate to the younger audience. And I'm here to tell you that in either one of those scenarios, you're both wrong. Desmond Howard is Desmond Howard. Desmond don't need any gimmicks, all right? Desmond don't need any songs. He's a Super Bowl champion, Heisman Trophy winner. He holds the NFL single-season record for punt return yardage. He was named the MVP of the damn Super Bowl, okay? All you got to do is give him a microphone and let him do what he does best, and that's talk football. If y'all was going to jump out the window and have him chant Big Penix Energy.
Big Penix Energy!
You might as well have showed love to other members of the team. Like Thaddeus Dixon, okay? Hmm? He gonna bring that Big Dixon energy! Nah, right? The Washington Huskies also got someone on their team named Dylan Johnson. We gonna bring that Big Johnson energy! That don't sound right either, huh? Well, neither does Big Penix energy,
Big
okay?
Big Penix energy!
I don't even think I could say suck my penix on the radio.
No.
I couldn't?
No.
You sure?
Mm-mm.
I don't think I could say get off my penix. Could I say you have penix envy? Huh? Could I say tickle my penis? People at radio stations all over the country are confused right now. They don't know whether to dump me or not, because what matters more, the word or the context? In this case, I probably would say both. When the word is that close to the forbidden word and you're using it in this context, nothing good can happen. What do coaches say to him? Imagine a coach saying, Penix, you came hard. Penix, whoa. I love seeing you come in the locker room. Whoa. It excites me. Penix, the way you found that hole in the zone coverage.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo.
Listen, man, once again, I don't know what's worse, okay? The word or the context. All I know is, in this case, you are guaranteed to be donkey of the day. If you use it the way Desmond Howard used it, or the way they wrote it for him to be used. Desmond, please give Desmond Howard the sweet sounds of the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day. You are the donkey of the day. Yee-haw.
Well, how did Penix play over the weekend?
I don't know. I think Penix might have put up some numbers. How did he do? What did he do, Mac? Did Penix put up any numbers?
I don't know.
Let me see. Let me look and see what Penix has for. That's a good question.
Big Penix energy!
Hold on. Let me see if he actually did bring that big penis energy. Let's see.
Said he's nice with the ball.
I heard. I don't know. What were the stats for Saturday? Who did they play?
Penix for long.
I don't know what his numbers were on Saturday. I got to look that up. Somebody look that up for me.
What's Penix's number on his jersey?
What was Saturday, the 14th? Oh, he had 37 attempts, 22 completions, 302 yards. Oh, my God. Four touchdowns and an interception. Oh, yeah, he played great.
Oh, he did good.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He bought the big Penix energy. He definitely did.
He balled out.
Absolutely. He balled out. He 100% did.
All right. Well, salute to Penix.
And they won. 36-33.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today. BET, we'll see y'all tomorrow. Peace, BET. Everybody else, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Now, Shannon Sharp and Ocho Cinco was having this conversation about the women in Ocho Cinco's life and being able to poop and fart around them.
See, like going to the bathroom in front of a woman, I don't do that. I don't pass gas. No, hell no.
No, that's the number one. Listen, let me tell you what my grandma told me now. Baby, the minute she can use the bathroom and leave the door open, that's the one.
She can't do that.
Yeah,
that ain't
that's
gonna
the
work
one.
For me.
This,
no, that ain't
one,
the one.
This,
that ain't
this
the
right
one.
Here, I knew she was the one. When she fought in the front of me,
Oh, yeah. I broke up with a girl for doing that.
Man, stop playing. You left a girl for that?
I swear for God and two white men I did. No. Ojo, we're in the bathroom. The bathroom right there. Five steps. You mean to tell me you got... No, I don't do that, Ojo. I can't do that. She, you can't do that.
She got to get up and go out the room.
Yo, that's disrespectful, man. Stop playing.
Oh, you tricked.
Okay.
Ain't enough football to talk about, man.
a lot to play there.
Shannon. Uncle Shay and Ocho Cinco. Ain't enough football to talk about.
Hey, a lot to talk about. All right, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. Ladies, how long did it take for you to get comfortable farting in front of your man?
Man, there should never be a reason to be farting in front of no goddamn body. Period. First of all, I don't fart in my clothes. And I done told y'all that when a man farts in front of another man, that is just a primal way of flirting. I don't see any reason for you to be farting in front of nobody. Farting is like that's some stuff you're supposed to keep to yourself.
Yeah, sometimes you just can't though. Sometimes you got the bubble guts and you're in a place in the car, and
you might not hit the silent sneaker. We all got control of our balance.
You never hit the silent sneaker. Sometimes you just gotta let it go because your stomach's bubbling.
I don't fart in my clothes.
That's a lie.
I gotta tell you the truth.
800-585-1051. How long did it take you to get comfortable farting in front of your man? And ladies, are you comfortable farting or even using a bathroom in front of your man? Let's discuss.
For what?
800-585-1051.
Why do you gotta do any of this in front of anybody? Even little kids, when they gotta poop at a certain age, they go walk off. They go start walking off and hiding in certain places to handle their business. So why are you doing it in front of people?
Let's discuss.
If little kids got the wherewithal to do that, why are you doing it in front of people?
It's natural.
It's natural to poop in front of
somebody? No, it's natural to fart. It's natural to let your gases go. It's natural.
That's disgusting.
That's disgusting.
There's a reason people don't do that all the time. You might burp. You might burp in front of somebody. You ain't letting out no ass gas just in front of nobody.
It's just a little ass gas.
No, it's not.
Just a little, because sometimes you got the bubble guts. Let's
somebody
discuss.
Do that in this room, I'm going to HR.
What you
going
to say?
I'm going to say that he farted on me.
He farted on you?
Or she farted on me.
800-585-1051. Let's discuss. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us, wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk? Get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.